Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Dr. Nassar, or Mr. Nassar, if it's more appropriate, what would you like us to know?
I think this is important, that what I've done today to help move a community forward and away from the hurting and let the healing start. That's a couple of things that I could do to stop the hurting is this, and I think that's important.
For nearly 14 months, Larry Nassar insisted the way he had touched young female athletes was accepted medical practice. Today, the former MSU and USA Gymnastics doctor stood before Ingham County Judge Rosemary Aquilina. He pled guilty to raping seven underage gymnasts by putting his ungloved finger inside them for no medical purpose, against all medical protocol, and that he fully knew they were too young to consent.
And I pray the rosary every day for forgiveness for their I want them to heal.
Judge Aquilina turned the focus onto Nassar's many victims, some of whom were in the courtroom.
I agree that now is a time of healing, but it may take them a lifetime of healing while you spend your lifetime behind bars thinking about what you did in taking away their childhood.
Sentencing will be January 12th, and it may run for several days to give all the victims who wish to a chance to make statements. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells was in that courtroom today. Kate, what was the mood, especially among Nassar's victims?
I think it's the most surreal court hearing I've ever been in. I mean, you looked around the room. First of all, that place was packed. There were two dozen reporters, cameras from every major outlet. And then in the room itself, in the courtroom itself, the place was just packed of women and girls of all ages. Some of them, you know, were with their husbands. Some of them were so young that they brought their dads, and at one point one girl just sort of leaned her head on her dad's shoulder while Nassar was pleading guilty. There were tears. There was an enormous amount of tension. I don't think any of this feels real to anybody yet.
Some of the victims in these pleas were under 13 years of age, others aged 13 to 15. What are the sentencing possibilities?
So with this plea deal, what Nassar and the AG's office have agreed to is a minimum sentencing of 25 to 40 years on each of these seven counts that he's pleaded guilty to. Part of that deal, however, is that these can be concurrent counts. So they can essentially, all those sentences can be served at the same time. Now, as the judge noted in court today, that she's not part of that plea agreement. She's not bound by those restrictions. But if she does decide to go over and above in terms of sentencing, Nassar has the option of withdrawing his guilty plea. And essentially, this all goes back to square one and they're back to a pretrial.
And we know this doesn't end Nassar's legal problems. What's ahead?
Oh, so many things. So as we heard from Judge Aquilina today, all 120 women and girls who have come forward to MSU police about Nassar, they will be given an opportunity to make a victim impact statement. You mentioned that that's going to be sentencing is in January. Then at the beginning of December, he's got a federal sentencing hearing where additional victims will be allowed to talk about the impacts on their lives. The federal sentencing is going to be for the charges on child pornography possession that he pled guilty to over the summer. And then, of course, there's these civil cases that are still playing out right now that are in mediation with more than 100 of these women and girls and MSU and USA Gymnastics.
Well, now, Kate, we're seeing the criminal part of this story kind of coming to some kind of conclusion, at least regarding Larry Nassar. How much attention is being turned out to Michigan State University and its administration when you think that the acts that he pled to go back for years and years while he was employed at MSU?
I think the heat on MSU, if they felt it was intense before now, it's about to get that much stronger. Because once the media and the attorneys feel safe that Larry Nassar is going to spend the rest of his life in jail, they're essentially going to turn all of this attention towards institutions like MSU. And you saw from the survivors today, both in court and at a press conference, that that is what they want. They say it takes an institution to enable this kind of systemic, decades-long history of abuse in which more than 100 women say that they were allegedly abused. They said that that doesn't happen with just one man. One of the women, Jessica Smith, who was there in the hearing today, she says that what she wants from MSU at this point is for them to release the internal investigation that they're doing.
The internal investigation, I feel if MSU had nothing to hide and was confident that the sole issue was the man now behind bars, then that information would have been released. And I do not feel as though I can heal completely until that information is out, until I feel that MSU is moving forward and not still holding on to the past and covering things up.
So, Kate, just to confirm, though, as of now, MSU officials have no plans to release this internal investigation to the public?
And that's what they have told me when we have talked about this directly. They say, look, we are in mediation right now with many of these women in civil lawsuits. They say it wouldn't be appropriate for us to release this. But that's not satisfying all of the critics who say that no matter what, you should put out those findings out there and let the rest of it sort itself out. And it's worth noting very briefly that there are multiple women and girls who say that over the last 20 years, they did come forward and tell somebody at MSU. Larissa Boyce says she told somebody about this in 1997. We know, of course, MSU did a Title IX investigation into Larry Nassar in 2014 and that cleared him and he was allowed to continue preying on women after that. So there's going to be quite a bit more in this case still to come.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Cindy.